Blog Talk Radio.
You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. We worship you today. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for another Bible study. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, not just to read your word, but have your word reveal itself to us. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your word. Hallelujah. Sharper than a two-edged sword, able to split asunder the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everyone on the call right now, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching their bodies right now, their minds and their spirits, oh God, that you're meeting them at the point of their need in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you're giving him superabundantly above. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings flowing even right now as I pray. Father God, you know our needs. You know what we stand in need of. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for your word is true, and we stand on your word today. And as we continue in Bible study this evening, O God, we ask that you would open up your word to us, oh God. Unfold your word to us. Reveal, let revelation, wisdom, and knowledge just flow tonight, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Do your thing, Holy Spirit. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, for it's yours. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root and command you to rebound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for a harvest of every seed sown tonight. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And again, Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Glad to have you all on the call today, because Bible study is important.
Amen.
Bible study is like the blood in your Christian veins. It helps to extend your faith, to build your faith, to blossom your faith and your trust in God. When you hear what God said. And then on top of that, when you say what God says, you really going to get blessed. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of y'all. And I know that a lot of us are anticipating the start of the new semester in the Institute of Biblical Learning. It won't be long now, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But there's several things I want to just touch on. First of all, I want to thank all of you again for being on the call. Thank all of you because you tell at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. And that's so important. And I appreciate you doing that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know God loves you and I love you too. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Our last Bible study, we talked about the Roman road. Does anybody know the addresses of the road? You don't have to quote the scriptures, but just the addresses of the Roman road. Anybody?
Number one.
Mr. Andy.
All right. Mr. Andy, go ahead.
Roman road. Chapter 3. Verse 10, verse 23, Romans 5, 8, Romans 6, 23, Romans 10, 9, 10, and 13.
Okay. Now, you said, was that 6:23 you had?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Romans 6, 23. Okay. Cause that's absolutely correct. Romans 3, 10 and 23. Hallelujah. Romans 5, 8, Romans 6, 23, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, and Romans 10, 13. God bless you. The Roman road, y'all. Remember that. Use it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's going to bless somebody. It's going to take somebody from darkness into the light, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Now, there are three scriptures that are the basis. I know I used to say two, but there are actually three scriptures that are the basis for our Bible study. I need one person to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And who wants that one? Don't read it, but just get to it. I'll let you know when to start reading. I need somebody to say, I'll take that.
I'll take it.
Okay, God bless you. I need someone to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. In fact, just to... Okay, go ahead. Somebody say, I'll take that.
That's me.
All right, so Sebastian, you got that one. So go there. And then the third one is 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 21. And I get another person to say, I'll take that. Another person to say, I'll take that. You mean there are only three
I'll
people?
I'll take it.
Oh, who's that? Okay. You'll take that. I can't. I didn't hear your voice. Huh?
Yes, Andy,
you already got one. I need somebody else who is quiet in the background.
Remember,
you got one already.
What was the third one? Second Peter,
chapter 1, verse 21.
Yeah, 21.
Second Peter?
Yes.
Yes.
chapter 1, verse 21.
Yes, but I need a third person to take that. I don't need to use the same people. And I, somebody else in that's on the hallelujah. Don't be bashful or shy, anybody. Just all I'm going to ask you to do is just to read that scripture. Hallelujah. Did people forget that we have Bible study on Tuesdays?
I think so. I mean, they forget.
Okay. Pastor Peaches, can you do me a favor and text some of the people that are usually in Bible study? Because they may have forgotten that we do Bible study. Because it's important. I mean, it's not enough to just to come to church on Sunday sing songs or give a litany of things you want God to do for you. God wants you to do something too. Very simple. He said, seek my face. And up, Shasha Korea, I wish you could get it in. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my face and seek my face. I'm going to stop there. And seek my face. Bible study is seeking the face of the Lord. And people can talk a good talk. But if you can't come to Bible study, you can't, you know, extenuating circumstances sometimes. I'm not talking about somebody in the hospital. I ain't talking about, you know, stuff like that. You know, I understand. But you're able to come to Bible study. It's important. Don't talk a good talk to me. Show me. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. Don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk.
Amen.
I've got another scripture. I need to have somebody other than the two people that have identified that they're gonna read those scriptures for me. I need a third person to read 2 Peter 1:21. Somebody said, I'll take that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Power on.
Hallelujah.
Bluetooth pairing.
Hallelujah. I'm going to do another selection because it's grieving my spirit. Because I don't want people to keep telling me how holy they are, how they love God and follow God, and they can't come to a virtual Bible study. Boy, she kid it, boy, you're the boy, she kid it, boy.
Holy Spirit, thou art God. Amen. This is the name. Holy Spirit, thou art God. Amen.
I'm so grateful to the Lord for sending such anointed people our way.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I want y'all to hear me very carefully. I am sharing this with the permission of the Holy Spirit. We desire God to be at our beck and call. When we call him, we want him to answer. Is that right?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, he's asking. When he talks about tithes and offerings, oh, he's not asking for the 90%. He's asking for a little bit, the 10%. Oh, he's asking. Look, we do live service on Sunday, virtual service on Wednesday, and Bible study on Tuesday. Those are 3 days out of the week, and it's not all day long. You understand what I'm saying? It's for an hour and a half every time, roughly. And we have trouble doing that. But we want God to be at our beck and call. In my heart, I
live
long for the picture. In my heart, I feel there's something wrong with that picture. And so what I'm sharing with you, we need to remind our fellow members or fellow folks that come to join us. Don't forget Bible study. As a committee of one, we need to call other folk and say, don't forget Bible study. Because Bible study will bless your socks.
Amen.
Bible study will show you the face of God. For the word says, if my people who who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Hallelujah. We want to be able to stand and haven't done all to stand. We can only do that seeking the face of God, knowing how God operates and how he wants us to operate. Yes. And then we know how he wants us to operate, then we can turn from our wicked ways. But you know what God's going to do then?
What?
He's going to hear from heaven. In other words, the windows of heaven are going to open. He's going to forgive our sin and heal our land, heal our families, our bodies, our community. He goes, but we got to do, you can't bless your God. We treat God cavalierly. God, you got to do this for us. But if I get a chance, I'll do this for you. Because I really, see, we're not really doing it for God. We're doing it for ourselves. Because life is an open book.
Amen.
And you can't do life right. You can't do life successfully unless you go to the book.
Amen. Right.
Right now, before we go any further, I want all of y'all to get on the phone right now and call somebody that usually is in Bible study and call them and ask why they're not in Bible study. You have my permission to say, Pastor, I want to know why you're not in Bible study. Go ahead. I'll wait. Shakara go shata mama. Treche po ko shekiri de mo shata. Because we ain't playing with this thing. This is a matter of life and death. Puro shekiri mo shata. Virtual Bible study. You don't have to leave your home. I'll give you 5 minutes. Hey, Siri, turn the alarm for 5 minutes.
Your alarm is set for 7:27 p.m.
Cordia, and then we will continue at that time. Hallelujah. Hey, Siri. Play Byron Cage.
Now playing Byron Cage.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. Feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Let's take it up again. Let me give us the praise. Let us go praise. The power of
Hallelujah. Eric?
Help the Lord, and I'm
yeah,
the Lord.
That was 5 minutes, Brother Jones. stay with me. Just 1 hour. And he went away, and he prayed. You know what he was praying for? He was praying for all of us. He was praying for folks who wasn't even born. He was praying for them disciples. He came back to his sleep.
Oh.
He went away again. Look here, can y'all just pray with that? He went away again, stopped praying. You know who he was praying for? He was praying for us. I hadn't been born yet. He was praying for the disciples. He came back again, and they sleep. Don't sleep on God, y'all. You got to make a commitment. That's a quality decision to do something. God is not asking through this ministry for every day, 7 o'clock. You must be in morning worship. I don't even say that. You get on there when you can. But our regular stuff, Bible study. How many times have you had Bible study? How many times?
Only on Tuesdays.
All right.
And between semesters.
And we just have one Bible study
a week.
We have two services, international services, a week. Glory to God. Only one live service. Everything else is very, what else can God do to make it easy for you? But we want him, God, what's taking you so long? I got my watch on you. I asked you for a tuna fish sandwich with some lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise and on a Kaiser roll, and it ain't here yet. But then we don't commit. You say, well, I just do what I feel. Do it.
Can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Hallelujah. What is
your
boy?
You all hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't know what happened there. Okay. I don't know. When did you stop hearing me? Because I don't want to have to repeat it. Did you hear me talk about praying?
A minute ago.
Yeah, we didn't hear that part. We were talking about it. Yeah.
Jesus praying and coming back to the disciples.
Yes.
And they were asleep. You didn't hear that part?
No.
Well,
okay.
I'm gonna say it again. Jesus told his disciples to pray with him, and he's going up in the mountain. He's gonna pray, and just stay here praying, and I'm gonna go in the mountain. I'm gonna pray. He came back, they were asleep. He said, couldn't you not pray just 1 hour? He went up into the mountain, came back again, sleep again. We want God to be at our beck and call. But it seems like sometimes we don't want to make a commitment. A commitment, anybody know what a commitment is?
To be all in.
A quality
commit yourself to something.
Yep. And see, I hear folks talk about, I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that will burn in fire, and you can't get them to come to Bible study.
Yes.
And then they want to learn more of the Lord. They want God to do this and do that. They open book test, but if you don't bring your book, if you don't get in your book, you're going to fail the test. I'm going to tell you something today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because this stuff is real to me. And I'm not perpetrating no hoax. And I'm not saying anybody else is perpetrating a hoax. But see, I learned from this stuff myself. And glory to God. Morning worship this morning.
Yes.
One of my daughters said something, and it was right on about decisions, about the fork in the road, about stuff like that. And you know what happened? I always get our daily bread to be read. Mm-hmm. Pastor Peaches, you got our daily bread?
Yes.
Read our daily bread for today. Let them hear this.
Numbers 21 through 12. Because you did not trust me, you will not bring the community into the land. Numbers 20, 12. Reckless decision. As a teen, I was driving way too fast, trying to follow my front of me. I slammed on the brakes, slid off the street, and struck a large tree. My car was destroyed. Later, I woke in the comatose ward of a local hospital. While by God's grace I survived, my reckless ways had proved to be very costly.
Mm.
Moses made a reckless decision that cost him greatly. His poor choice, however, involved a lack of water, not too much of it, as in my case. The Israelites were without water in the desert of Zin, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses. Numbers 20, verse 2. God told the frazzled leader to speak to a rock and it will pour out its water. Verse 8. Instead, he struck the rock. Verse 11.
Uh-uh.
God said, because you did not trust in me, you will not enter the promised land. Verse 12.
Mm.
When we make reckless decisions, we pay the consequences. Desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? Proverbs 19:2. May we prayerfully, carefully seek God's wisdom and guidance in the choices and decisions we make today. What regrettable decision have you made based on impulse? Why is it vital to slow down and prayerfully seek God's wisdom before reacting? Jesus, please help me to follow your wise instruction as your spirit leads me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you know what we talked about on Sunday? A fork in the road and making a decision, you know. The temptation junction, you know, was there for all that, you know, a fork in the road, making decisions. So our daily bread, they planned this thing over a year. They done this thing out. Before Pastor Peter shared our daily bread, my daughter Pamela was talking about making wise choices. Making
good.
Don't go off the deep end. And I remember myself saying this, that this is for somebody today.
Yes.
Not knowing it was for me. Because I got to notice today that I got some medicine. Can I be transparent with y'all?
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
One medicine was costing me $125, and I got insurance that pays for a pharmacy. You know, I almost lost it. And thank God for my wife. My wife. She took care of everything. She handled that. She got folk on the line, got stuff squared away. But I almost lost it because I was ready to cancel this, cancel that. I mean, just jump off the deep end. But that's making an unwise decision because that's one prescription. I need all those prescriptions I get, you know. Lord, help us today. That message might have been for somebody else, but it was also for me. And often when we talk to you, when we share what God placed on our heart, it's not just for you, babies.
Amen.
It's for the folk, the folk who are saying it too, the people that just the instrument that is coming out of.
Amen.
So I'm sharing this with y'all. I want y'all to be real with God. Make a commitment.
I love that. I love that.
Make a commitment to God.
Yes.
Because look here, you want him to make a commitment with you. Some folks on the on a sick bed. Some folks pushed up against the wall because the collectors that got on the right side, on the left side, in front of them. And some got on the roof. They're coming through through the chimney. They're coming to get you.
Mm.
And we want God to make a commitment to us.
Amen.
You got to make a commitment. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share it with you. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you right now. I was grieved today. Y'all grieved me. But Bible study, there were three people, me, my wife, and Sister Angie. I had three scriptures that I wanted to go over, and I told folk, take one. And Pastor Peters took one. Andy took another one. I said, can one more person say, take one? And I didn't have one more person to say, I'll take one. But when we're sick and we're on our sick bed and we want God to act right away, but we forget that he says, look here, bring me in, remember what I said. But you can't know what he said if you don't come to Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, we cannot make it easier. Lord, I thank God. Y'all don't know. I can I be honest with you again?
Yeah,
I thank God for virtual. I thank God for virtual. You wouldn't believe it, but I thank God for virtual. I'm just glad the camera's not on me right now. I thank God. Y'all will check that tomorrow. I thank God. Do you understand what the words are coming out of my mouth, y'all?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
I apologize if I sound a little bit, what do we call it, righteous indignation. I don't know if indignation is righteous or not, because I don't know if God can do that. But anyway, what I'm trying to say, I was hurt. I was hurt. Okay. Okay. I want to share this with you. Now, you got this script. Again, thank you for reading Al Daily Bread. I thank you, Pamela, for sharing this morning. Okay, then somebody got you need to bring your phone.
I'm sorry. I love you. Okay. I'm sorry. I think they're talking. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. All right. Let me be mindful of the noises that we're making because we can't continue what we're doing. But anyway, I need to share this. I thank Pastor Peaches for this morning and Sister Pamela for what y'all shared. I thank you for what the Holy Ghost shared because I needed that. Because as I was getting ready to blow off steam because of a medicine that was $125,
wow.
The Holy Ghost was dealing with me.
Wow.
And my wife was there being my support. Said that to calm down. It was for me.
Wow.
So let's get back to Bible study. But we need to be committed, y'all. Y'all want God to be committed to you. You be committed to God. That's a quality decision to do something or not to do something. It doesn't depend on whether it's sunshiny or raining outside or anything. It depends on your word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now, Pastor Peaches, you're going to be doing Second Timothy 2:15, correct?
Yes.
And Sister Andy, you're doing 2 Timothy 3:16. Okay.
Yes.
I need one more person to say I'll take it. I need someone to go through 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. I need somebody to say I'll take that. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. I need a person to say, I'll take that.
Oh, I thought that I was off mute. But, yes, I can take that. I just have to.
Okay, great.
I just have to look it up.
All right, thank you. All right. Now, Pastor Peaches, read this again. Y'all missed the first part. Those are just coming in. You missed the first part of the Bible study where Sister Angie share the Roman road, and thank you, Sister Angie, for doing that. God bless you. Had it spot on. Pastor Peaches, can you give us? I'll read the first scripture.
Yes, 2 Timothy 1:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Hallelujah. Sister Andrew, 2 Timothy 3:16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And Sister Pamela, the next scripture.
I believe it was 2 Timothy.
No,
1
Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1,
Peter.
Verse 21.
Hold on. I can just type it in because I'm looking at it from my phone. My apologies. My apologies. Okay. Yes.
Peter 1:21.
Yes.
Right? Yes. All right. I am reading from 2 Peter 1:21. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want you to understand this. Thank you so much, all of you that read. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the word that you read and to you reading and to your households.
Amen.
The word of God is prophecy, number one. There was a debate. There's no more debate about it, and maybe in some circles there is, that God touched men through their minds and they wrote the Bible. No. This last scripture, I'm adding it to the basis for our institute, is that they wrote as they were moved by God. In other words, God used them as a pencil, an ink pen, a quill, or whatever they wrote with. In other words, if you write a book, you finish that book, what are you going to put? You're going to put down the author is your pen or your pencil or your quill or whatever? No.
No.
You're going to put
name.
A person who was behind that, who took those things in his hands. They were moved by, God moved them to write his word. So I want that to be understood because people will say, well, man wrote that. No, God wrote it. Use man as a pencil. You can use that analogy. He used man as a
Amen.
All right. Those are the three scriptures that are basis for this the school and Bible study altogether. Second Timothy 2:15. Second Timothy 3:16, and you can add 17 on there. Second Timothy 3:16 and 17, and then of course Second Peter 1:21.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all got that tonight. Holiday. Any questions about any of that?
No.
All right.
No.
All right.
Okay.
There are two scriptures that I want to read now to get into what I wanted to talk about today. The first scripture is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Somebody say, I got that. Or I'll get that.
I'll get that.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Peters. The next scripture is Psalms 37, verse 23.
Okay, you got that? Okay.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. When you get to the scriptures, say amen.
The first one was Philippians 4.
6 and 7.
I get amen.
All right, go ahead and read that.
Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Another way of saying that, I don't know if somebody got a Message Bible or NIV, but another way of saying that is don't be anxious for anything. You know, just calm down. You in Christ, let him do it. Because you're going to have peace.
Yeah.
You're going to have peace that will surpass all understanding.
Amen.
If you don't be anxious. But. No, calm down. That's why I had to calm down, Brother Bird. Hallelujah. Yes, that was $125. Lord have mercy. Calm down. God got it, and God did have it. And my wife was an instrument of God's glory in my life on today. Be anxious for nothing, y'all. I know, but I've been waiting so long. Shakadabusha.
Come on now.
Have mercy. The people of God in the wilderness 40 years. Come on now. Trying to get in a place that usually would take, walking would take less than 40 days. And they were 40 years in it. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Come on now. Hallelujah. Go to war, Miss Agnes. Hallelujah. I ain't going to say no more. But look here, y'all. Glory to God. Y'all got to understand that God knows the ending from the beginning. Isaiah 43, Isaiah 46, 10 and 11. And what he said, he going to bring it to pass. Look here. He knows the ending from the beginning. And he is God. He is sovereign. He's going to deal with it. Don't be anxious, baby. Don't lose no sleep. I can't sleep because of so-and-so. That's why you give it to the Lord. But you don't understand. I'm buffing it on every side. Give it to the Lord.
Yeah.
There's another scripture that says in Matthew's 11:28-30, I think it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest." That's peace for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take it to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sister Angie, read that other scripture.
Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way.
Now, let me ask you a question. The word he, is that a capital H or a small H?
A small H.
Uh-huh. He can make you delight because you're following his word. The steps of a good man are ordered. What's another word for ordered? Y'all help me out here. Requested. Give me another
commanded.
Word.
Commanded.
Maybe, yes.
Ordained.
Y'all scholars out there,
ordained.
Come on, give me another word. And a friend, maybe.
Somebody said ordained.
Yes, that's a good word. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
With all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, y'all. Because he orders your steps. That's a Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Lean not to your own understanding. You don't understand. That's right. You got to not lean to your understanding, but lean to the understanding of God. Don't you lose another minute of sleep. He got Don't you pull your hair out. Don't you take another squeak from that old granddad bottle. Because God got you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, somebody's laughing. I got one person. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Yes.
God's got covered. In fact, he said in his word, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's
Amen.
What he said. He said, hallelujah.
Yes,
and Philippians, glory to God. We love Philippians, don't we, today? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ strengthens me. We got to trust in his word. How in 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. You are a winner if you stay in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't get in your flesh. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You may prove what is that good, that perfect, and acceptable will of God. The will of God is for you to succeed, baby.
Hallelujah.
The will of God is for you to be a winner. The will of God is for you to... So, good, I don't know if it's his will or not that I'll be healed. Yes, it is his will.
That's right.
John, hallelujah, 1 and 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper.
That's right.
And if it's his will, it is his will. What we have to do is to walk into our healing.
Thank you,
Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. In other words, we are healed. If we were healed, we are healed. We're not waiting for God to heal us. We're waiting for us. God is waiting for us to walk into our healing. And we all wrestle with this. I'm wrestling with that. Walk into your healing.
Thank you,
God.
That's real.
Hallelujah. Don't be anxious, y'all.
Hallelujah.
If you say you trust in God, then do it. Look here.
Amen.
A lot of us talk a good talk. I thank the Lord for being here tonight. I thank the Lord for saving me, filling me with the Holy Ghost, and that will burn a fire. I thank God. I'm on fire with the Lord. I've done gone this far. I ain't going to turn back. And they say, you know, Lord, my husband left. He took the wallpaper off the wall. The cat died. The dog ran away from home. It took all the food out of the refrigerator. He even took the ice cream. Oh, have mercy.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Oh, wow.
But you got to trust in the Lord. Is it hard? Of course it's hard sometimes. when reality smacks you in the face. Glory to God. Sometimes, well, I'm going to say your face turned red, but I don't know what color my face would turn. But anyway, the bottom line, somebody get that tomorrow afternoon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Reality, it's so difficult. But if you learn to trust in the Lord,
yeah,
it'll be like falling off a log. Right?
Oh, amen.
Trust in the Lord, babies. Trust in the Lord. Somebody get that scripture. Hallelujah. Read all of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. I don't know if 4 is good, too, but read what's out there.
4 is good, too.
All right. Go ahead and read that, somebody. Oh, get that. Say amen and then read it.
Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Wait a minute. That says some of your ways.
All
thy ways that you think you can't handle.
All thy ways.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. All right. Okay, go ahead.
And he shall direct thy path.
Wait a minute. Who's going to direct your path?
He shall.
The Lord.
Okay.
The Lord, thy God.
And then number 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
See, that's why I tell y'all, y'all got to hear me now. Y'all got to hear my heart's cry. It's not just for you, it's for me too. But y'all got to make commitments. And don't throw no excuses up why you can't commit. The only reason why you can't commit, they're going to rush you to the hospital and you can't be on the call or the virtual or whatever. But God just doesn't want you to commit to me because I'm just a man. By my Holy Ghost filled man, but commit to him.
Amen.
So I'm not just, I'm doing it because of you, not for you, because, I mean, he don't, look here, he God, he's sovereign. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole world. Yeah, he's the one. He's sovereign. I'm sorry, I went off again. Y'all have to apologize. I mean, I have to apologize. Well, y'all can apologize with me for being late on Bible study, but that's all right. We love you anyway. Better late than never, is that right? Can I get an amen on that one?
That's right.
If I can't find one, can I rent one just a little while?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Boy, hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Bible study today is supposed to be about don't be anxious. Let your faith do the walk. You remember the old, y'all might not, some of y'all are too young to remember Yellow Pages. Y'all remember Yellow Pages?
Yes.
Used to be a commercial about let your fingers do the walking through the Yellow Pages.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let your faith do the walking through this life.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith in God.
Amen.
Your trust in God. Because
yeah.
The Bible says, and I know somebody knows the scripture. What's the scripture that talks about the just shall live by faith? Somebody know that scripture?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all got to learn this stuff. Am I the only one to learn in the scripture? Y'all got to learn these addresses now. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17. A 1:17b. Or Galatians 3:11b. If y'all want to check me out, go check me out. Hallelujah. Because every now and then I get wrong. You know, I miss a step, you know. Because, you know, I'm still in this earth suit. I think one time, Brother Harry helped me out one time. Brother Harry, you still there? Brother Harry? Oh, he might have his phone on mute. But anyway, I heard him earlier. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He helped me out. I mentioned that that God kicked the enemy in his hinder parts, and I gave some scripture, but it was Psalm 78, verse 66. I think I said 75, verse 66. But he went and checked, and that's what I want y'all to do. Just don't take the preacher's word for it. That's why you write these scriptures down. Check it out. And if he said something that's incorrect, let him know. I'm not ashamed to be corrected, because that's the Holy Ghost moving to you, through you.
Mm-hmm.
That's Holy Ghost moving through you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any questions, any comments about the subject on tonight, which was don't be anxious. Let your faith do the walking. And you can do the talking as long as your faith is doing the walking. Oh, there's Brother Harry. I heard you. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for, I'm reading your phone. But I just told him about how you checked on the pastor, and the pastor misspoke. But you got it right, and I've been right ever since. At least with that scripture I'm talking about. But thank you so much again. I know that happened, about a month or two ago, but still I remember as if it was yesterday. Pastor Peaches, you have anything?
I was just thinking in my mind. I guess I was trying to figure it out in my mind before instead of asking the question. And I was thinking, will a person ever get to the point of not trying to, or no, ever get to the point of not doubting? I know God teaches us to, he teaches us to trust for smaller things. And then as our faith grows, he has us trusting for bigger things and bigger things and bigger things. But I was just wondering, will we ever get to a point being in this earth suit that we won't just, in our flesh, like, wow, I've never gone after something that big before.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna answer it like this, that we in the earth suit, and certain things happen because we're in this earth suit. Our spirit, now, if we are a spirit, we have a soulable realm, and we're in an earth suit. Our earth suit is designed to take us to the dust. It's going to take you down. There may be doubt in your flesh, but in your spirit. That's why you want to make sure that you get the word of God that's permeating your spirit, living big, the Holy Spirit living big in your spirit. And so your Holy Spirit living big will affect your soulable realm. See, your soulable realm is neutral, and it will flow in the direction that's screaming the loudest, that's the highest pitch, or that's the biggest. I'll give you an example. Now, all adults on this, no children on this, right? No children under 18?
No, sir.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. You're a man walking down the street, and you look across the street, and you see someone like J-Lo. Y'all know who I mean by J-Lo? Jennifer Lopez. Yeah,
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, but she forgot to put her clothes on that day. And a man, your flesh, said, whoa! But see, if you got the Holy Spirit flowing in you, your Holy Spirit can say, down, boy. That's not your wife. That's not you. Back up. Your Holy Spirit has to be big in you. That's why it's necessary Bible study. It's necessary to get together, in church and the services, so you can get together. Because one, it takes 1,000; 2, 10,000. So you get that strength in your spirit. You're bold. Your morning worship is good because you right on. You strong. So when temptation junction happens, where the fork in the road, should I go over and speak to her? or should I just keep walking where I was supposed to go?
And look the other way.
And look the other. Your Holy Ghost is going to tell you, look the other way. Something wrong with that person, you know. But see, she need clothes on. But look here, you's a man, and I designed you, hallelujah, to be respond to women. So you keep the stepping, Fletcher. Oh, is that what's his name? Stephen Fletcher? I don't know. Anyway, that's before some of your times. But you keep stepping. Somebody else will put clothes on her. You understand what I'm saying? Your spirit has to live big. Your spirit is either roaring like a lion, like the lion of the tribe of Judah, or a whipping like a little kid cat. Meow, meow. And some of us do that. We talk a big talk. Girl, I'm this, I'm that, and the other. Yeah. And then when the temptation comes, you say, meow. Lord, help us today. See, it's going to come. So is that going to be a doubt? There's going to be equal. That's why the brother in the Bible said, I believe, Lord. That's my spirit. Hallelujah. But help my unbelief. That's my flesh. Because my flesh look at it, ain't possible. My baby girl done died. Hallelujah. She ain't coming back. No, but I believe. My spirit believes. You are God above you. There's no ever. So, hallelujah. I believe. And that's what you got to do. But you can't do that. Just laissez-faire, whatever. You got to make a commitment. Because you make a commitment to God, God will make a commitment to you. Hallelujah. I need to reiterate that. If you make a commitment to God, God will make a commitment to you.
Amen.
He will not keep you. He will not have you. Look here. You holding up the standard for Christ? You hold up the bloodstained banner? The enemy come at you, he may see a legion of angels around you.
Amen.
And you holding up the blood stain, his blood.
That's right.
But you got to be committed. That's an essential word in the arsenal of a Christian, commitment. Also another essential word is faith. Because the what? The just shall live
by faith.
Where's the scripture that says just shall live by faith?
Romans 1:17b.
And what's another scripture?
You got the other one.
Y'all got this. Is what is this we doing here? What are we doing? Somebody said it's Bible study. I don't know. Maybe it's just Bible teaching. I thought it was Bible study. We all in this together. Is that right? Now, I'm going to say this one more time. Now, if I ask y'all where it's found, y'all got to tell me. Y'all got to talk to me here.
Yeah.
Galatians 3, excuse me, getting ready to speak. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Galatians 3:11b. Romans 1:17b. The just shall live by faith. And you say, how important is that? Well, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on now. You ain't getting no reward if you don't have no faith. Lord, I want this, I want that, I want the other. Well, give me. My name is Kimmy. Give me. My name is Kimmy. And then you don't get nothing. Why? Because you don't have no faith. You don't display faith. Faith is believing. Faith is believing before receiving. Faith is saying, I am healed. And you coughing, spitting, throwing up all over the house. I am healed. She takes out kind of another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith is saying, hallelujah, we got our new church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to move in very soon. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
we got all the amenities we want. Got a fellowship hall and a beautiful sanctuary and classrooms. and offices and a fully equipped kitchen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Have faith.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
Right.
You all need to live by faith. Because if you don't live by faith, what's going to happen? You're going to live by fear.
Yep.
My God.
And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Y'all got to know these addresses now, because it's life to you, babies. It's life to you. I get these addresses not so I can remember them, although that helps me remember them. The more I share them to myself, the more I remember it. But it's for you. Write them down. Remember them. Because you might hear it again. I might ask you in church and say, where is the scripture that talks about the just shall live by faith? And somebody says, so-and-so. I say, well, here's $50 because you knew that. Hallelujah. Oh, that's going to make your day. Is that right? You know the scripture? Oh, yeah. It's Galatians 3:11b. Oh, here's another 50.
Wow.
See, there's an importance in knowing the Word of God. Almost as important in knowing the Word of God as knowing God.
Mm-hmm.
And seeking His face. Y'all, I thank y'all for responding to the phone calls. I know some folk called you and told you that the pastor very want to know why you're not at Bible study. Don't blame them. I told them to do it. Because I don't want, I don't mean no harm. I want you to hear me real clearly. I know that there's some situations, extenuating situations, but that's not consistently. That's not every day, every week. It's important.
Yes.
I don't want nobody calling me at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning to pray with them if they can't come to Bible study or listen virtually. I don't mean no harm, but when you call me and you attend morning worship and Bible study like Hank does, he can call me at 3 o'clock in the morning. He can call me at 4 o'clock in the morning. I know he ain't going to get too much sleep because we're going to have morning worship at 7 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, don't call me if you can't be committed. Because it's like you saying, I want you to do this, that, and the other, but I do whatever I feel like doing. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that's not the way God wants us to operate. We got to love one another.
Right.
We got to show love. Love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action. I used to say that on my phone. You love God. I love God. Yeah, I love God. Oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I forgot to tune into the service. I was watching a football game. Okay, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be committed in spite of the football game, in spite of the baseball game, in spite of going over to Arundel Mills, in spite of doing a lot of other stuff. Not talking about a whole lot of stuff. That's why God, when he set up tithing, he said, look here, I want 90% of what you make. He went the other way. He said, just 10%. And it's not for me, it's for you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you know what? And the thing about it, that God did something really good. He said, look here, I know I said that. But see, because of what Jesus did, he took the curse out of the law. See, the tithe, that tithing, all of that, that was made part of the law. People were tithing because before of the law, but that was, they did it on their own. But Moses came and made it a part of the law. It was made part of the law. And there was a curse on not tithing. But thanks be to God, he took the curse out of the that of not tithing because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Christ died. The Bible says that he took the curse out of the law.
Amen.
Really, I curse. So, you know, when priests, and I've actually preached it myself, that your curse was a curse if you don't pay your tithes. That's not true. Jesus took the curse out of the law. You may not get a lot of the benefits that you get from tithing, but at least you don't get the curse. And you wanna know about curses? Go to Pastor Peterson, what book are they going to go to find out about the curses?
Deuteronomy
28. Start with the 15th verse to, I think it was about 65. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Thank God for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He erased those curses, y'all.
Amen.
Y'all don't understand, hallelujah, how blessed we are. Post-cross, we are blessed above measure. Hallelujah. And I just recommend to all of you that haven't signed up yet for the next semester of, hallelujah, glory to God, of the Institute of Biblical Learning. Y'all got to do it real soon, because, hallelujah, because it's going to be a mind blower. We're going to do so many things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have new students that are coming in, as the old students are coming. But hallelujah. Sign up. You can call Pastor Peaches at, hallelujah, 443-416-1201 to register. Find out about registering for the Institute of Biblical Learning. And again, it's on every Tuesday. That's all. From 7 to 8:30. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, question and answer, period. I only got a few minutes left. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. We got 5 minutes. Questions and answers.
Yes.
Questions.
Angie, what was that? Deuteronomy 28, what was the verse?
Oh, 15 through, I think it's 64 or 68, something like that. It's a whole lot of them. Those are the curses.
Okay.
I really recommend that you don't read the curses, because that doesn't concern you anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody else ought to be saying thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to just do it, go ahead. Hallelujah. But see, that's Old Testament. Hallelujah. That's the old covenant. That's the old agreement. That's the old, hallelujah, hallelujah, contract, and it was fulfilled by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he took away the curses and gave us a new covenant, a new testament, a new contract, a new agreement.
Excuse me, Pastor.
Yes.
Pastor, that reminds me of a question, something that I guess it was coming to my mind that on Sunday, or I know just in the last couple of days, in the scripture about the communion, and it says, this is the new covenant in my blood. Let me see the scripture on communion.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, like, wait a minute, you said, this is the new covenant in my blood.
He wrote the new covenant in his blood.
Mm-hmm.
He underscored it. He highlighted it. He put stars around the new covenant. The new covenant is the New Testament. Let me share this with y'all. Okay, technically, the New Testament starts with Matthew, you know, but really, the New Testament or the New Covenant, because testament or covenant, that's what a testament is, covenant, agreement, contract, actually starts with Acts, post-cross. Because prior to that time, although in the Gospels there may be maybe two or three verses about his death, burial, and resurrection. In Acts, it's the book of history after his resurrection. Jesus, while he was walking the earth, he followed the law of Moses, even when he went into the temple and read the scriptures in St. Luke 4:18. It was customary, he read from Isaiah, he moved and acted and shared as a person, part of the Moses law, the law of Moses. He flowed with that. He was faithful to that. But oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus. When he died on the cross, the first thing he said was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." And that meant all of us from all time. One lamb was, but he also, he said, "It is finished." And what he was talking about was the contract, the Old Testament. It is finished. We got a New Testament, and it's written in my blood. Shakarana.
Hallelujah.
So that's what is a New Testament, New Covenant, contract, New Agreement. That's what it's talking about.
New Agreement.
He wrote it in his blood. Post cross is the New Testament. For those who are spiritually inclined, the New Testament begins with Acts, but technically, when we are separating the Old Testament and New Testament, the New Testament begins with Matthew. But when the rubber hits the road, we're talking about post-cross, Acts and on. Did that kind of address your question?
Yes.
It was just some expound. Thanks for expounding on it.
Okay. You're welcome. Anybody else? I think we got about 1 or 2 minutes left. Question or comment?
No, it's 8:30.
I didn't hear the alarm go off. Okay. Well, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what our hearts have felt and our ears have heard. We thank you for your word, oh God, to be anxious for nothing and to let our faith do the walking through this life. We thank you, Lord, for your word that says the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17b. The just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11b. We thank you, Lord, for your faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please you, O God. Hebrews 11:6. We thank you for your word. We thank you for every family that's represented this call right now. Everyone that's on this call, Lord, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings, O God. That you bless them spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you bless their seed. That you bless Holiday, their household, their community in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the church. We thank you. We praise your name. And we give you the glory. And we give you the praise. And we give you the honor. And Father God, we ask that you give 30, 60, and 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the word that we're sharing tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And y'all, I want y'all to know this. I love you. God loves you. And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
And I love you more.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. All of you, thank you for responding. God loves you. Have a blessed evening. And I'll see you, I hear you, or
all night.
We're at the International Victory Service. Hallelujah.
Tomorrow morning, praise and worship.
All right, tomorrow morning, praise and worship service. Hallelujah. God bless you real good, everybody.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.